Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Lee, the goddess of thunder.
And then there were two.
All right, so Joe is doing business. Joe's doing business today. Yeah, having fun. And Sonny is on the Monsters of Rock Cruise. Woo. So today you get Lee and I. Hi to everybody. What's up, Doug P?
Doug.
There he is right there, Doug Pony. What's up, everybody?
Porter,
good
Matt.
To see you guys. Matt's there. It's good to see everybody. Listen, I want to go ahead and tell you, already we've been promoting this for a week, but next weekend, I'm giving this record away live on the show.
Oh.
You don't have to be here to win it live. You just have to enter. And if you've already entered, you're in good shape. If you haven't entered, send your name and put it in the subject, Eric Carr Record, to Podcast Rock City One.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. And it's still sealed. You can see it's still sealed. I have an extra copy, and we're going to give it away.
Sweet.
Lee, do you know who wrote that lyric that I read to you? It's in one of their songs.
I do not.
Don't. All right, here's the chorus. So please don't say mañana if you don't mean it. I have done, I can't even see. It says, I have done your lines for so very long. Don't try to describe a Kiss concert if you've never seen it. Don't ever forget that you just may wind up gonged. All right.
What
Jimmy Buffett.
This? That's in a Jimmy Buffett song?
Yeah.
Really?
Mañana.
I'm not that into Buffett, so I wouldn't. Oh, that's really cool.
That's really cool. I mean, we all know Cheap Trick mentions them. Weezer mentions them.
Yeah, there's Weezer, a lot of mentions.
A lot of mentions, but Jimmy Buffett?
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of people that have big shows, you know, they're inspired by Kiss.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not really sure when Mañana was written, but I'm going to guess it was in the 70s. All right. All you guys that are watching right now, I've already been corrected. You don't have to correct me anymore. what I want to tell you is I know now that there are more shows in between. Okay, so I can tell you, I went on kissonline.com, and the front page, the very front page, has all their tour dates, but it was missing a chunk. I didn't go into where tickets were sale. I figured it was correct. Somebody sent me a message and said, hey, they're coming to the UK. Then somebody else sent me a message. And then somebody else sent me a message.
Okay.
And then somebody else sent me a message. All right. So, yes, Kiss is doing more tour dates. Great. Also, Sunny Hollywood Pooney. We now know that I know that last show he mentioned about how on Kiss Alive 2, each member of the band each did a song in a one after another on the record. And he was like, who else has done that? And we got a whole list.
Oh,
of things.
Okay.
Beatles are even one of them on a live record, I believe it was. So, all right. So thank you guys for keeping
awesome.
Us straight. We really do appreciate it. In Kiss news, we had Ace Frehley's birthday this week. He's 60. No, I'm kidding.
Ooh.
He's 72.
72.
Let
wow.
me tell you. I'm going to go ahead and say this. You know how they sent William Shatner went into space?
They need
on,
to put Ace
Jeff
up
Bezos?
There.
Ace? Okay,
he needs
so
to. Oh, my God. That would be so great.
William Shatner, he went up on one of Bezos'
yes,
ships.
He did.
Because he belonged to go there. Yeah.
He was 90.
Yeah. So I think that there really needs to be a push. If I could really push to find my glasses, there really needs to be a push to get Ace.
I think it cost millions of dollars for William.
Okay. How about this? First of all, I think it's $1 million, which is a lot of money to us.
$1 million.
It's a lot of money to us. But, you know, it's just the typical person can't afford that. I'm the typical person. But Ace Frehley can afford $1 million.
Ace could, maybe.
Or Bezos could just go, I gotcha.
Right.
That's what I think he did.
Put the spaceman on there.
Put the spaceman into outer space. I think it's important. Launch his ass to Jandel. Well, imagine the songs that would come out of him.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so great.
If he actually went. It's not outer space. We all know that. It's just the beginning of space.
Yeah.
But just go right outside. And I think that there needs to be a push. Somebody needs to start the site.
Let's do it.
Send Ace Frehley to outer space.
GoFundMe.
I'm all about it. I think that would be amazing. I want him to land and go. I want him to be like far out, man. They know that would be like the first thing out of his mouth. I want to say hi to everybody that's watching right now. Hey, how you guys doing? great to see you live. Joey is doing business today. He couldn't make it. And Sonny is on the Monsters of Rock cruise. Yeah. They'll be back next week, so we're gonna hang in and
we'll hear all about the cruise.
Yes, absolutely. I think that it's gonna be interesting. Hello, Kurtzky from Milwaukee. Good to see you guys. It's gonna be a great show. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So let's go ahead. We're gonna skip the news. We're gonna go right to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So let's go. We're talking about the Ace Frehley's birthday. It's his birthday. It was his birthday a few days ago. So I figured we'd talk about Ace today and just see what happens. Now, I'm going to throw a lot of things out there at you. Let's first talk about Ace Frehley. We're going to go away from the guitar right off the, we're going to come back to that. Let's talk about style. Okay. One of the things about Ace Frehley is, everybody knows that he's kind of clumsy, you know, you hear about that a lot, but he's funny. He jokes around a lot. He's got, when he's on stage, who does poses like Frehley? Nobody does.
With the knees together.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. So my thing is when it comes to Ace Frehley, I know, he has inspired and influenced tons of people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just based on his style. I've said this on the show once or twice before. I watched an interview with Steven Adler back when he was still in Guns N' Roses. And he said when he met, Slash, he brought him to his house, put on Kiss Alive or Kiss Alive 2, and held a guitar and just did all his Ace Frehley poses.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. It's like, you know, when you think about Ace Frehley, if you look, there's never a picture. I mean, I'm sure there is. Somebody's going to send it to me. Don't freaking send it to me. But of him just standing there. It's rare that he's like that. He's always got so much style, you know?
Oh, yeah. He put on a great show.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Hello from, I see you're from New York and Melbourne, Australia and
New York.
Queens. And it's so good to see you guys. Thank you very much. If you guys could go ahead and hit the like button if you're on Facebook. And if you're on YouTube, hit the little bell. It'll let you know every time we do a video, and subscribe if you haven't. Everybody wants to know. Here's it's Craig Brodrick. What's on Lee's shirt tonight?
Kiss logo. This is an old shirt.
That looks like it's on fire, like it's going through space, like a meteor, like a meteor comet.
A meteor.
It's the Kiss comet. Yikes.
Yeah, everybody always said Ace was like sloppy, but that added to his, you know, it added to his whole thing.
And yeah.
It's hard to duplicate that.
Well, that's one of the things, you know, I always, people have, that I've been around, I don't know about everybody, have compared him to Jimmy Page. But to me, I feel like he's cleaner than Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
I love Page. I love Page. As a matter of fact, my style of guitar playing is very much. Obviously, I'm inspired by Ace Frehley when it comes to my style. I love Page, so they kind of go hand in hand. I hear Page do stuff, and then I hear Ace do it, and then of course I steal it from them. And so that style, man, Ace's style. Okay, you can see whether it's how he stands. Whether it's how, you know, it's just how he looks. There was so much. I remember when they did the reunion, MTV was interviewing people and they ran into this one girl, man. She was wearing a hat, you know, and she said, they said something like, "Why are you here?" And she was like,
"Why are you here?"
Three words, space with Ace.
Aww.
That was her thing. And I'll tell you this. I remember my mom, when that tour was going on, she called me and she goes, "Have you read the paper about this reunion tour?" And I go, "No." She said, "You know that," at least in the paper she was reading, she was like, "All the accolades are going to Ace Frehley about how cool he was, how well he was, had it together." And that's one of the things.
Although everyone was saying that Tommy had to teach Ace all his solos or something.
Steve Remember? Gill, Ace Frehley has been to space for many years prior to his sobriety.
Oh.
That's something else. Good for Ace. You know, he said it's been, I don't know how many years now, but it's a bunch of years he's been sober.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. You know, everybody knows how these rock star stories go, right? How do they go? You drink, you do drugs, you die.
You die. Right. Usually at 28 years old. That's a lot of them went when they were 28.
Let me ask Janis you this.
Joplin, Jim Morrison, they were all 20. I think
27.
Or 27. I think Kurt Cobain, too.
Kurt Cobain. There's a lot of them. Whatever. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Lee. You know, as far as Ace goes, do you have you've met him a couple of times,
several
right?
Several times, yep.
Yeah. Do you have any good Ace Frehley? When I met him, this is what he said, this is what he did.
No, but the funniest.
He laughed at you once, right?
Yes, that was what I was just going to say. When I was doing that VH1 fan club, I was being interviewed by Gene. And I was, you know, talking with Gene and they were filming me. And Ace was standing behind the cameraman and just laughing as hard, as loud as he could. He was funny.
Ace Frehley. I mean, you know, when
and then
I
at the
met
la-
him,
at the last show, I saw him downtown at the Variety Playhouse. Uh-huh. I put the makeup on.
Right, right.
A photo of me with the makeup. And then I got to meet him sitting on the couch. And he talked to me for a good, I don't know, a few minutes about how he applies the makeup and everything. It was just really cool. He's really nice.
Yeah. One of the things that I always notice is every time I've met him, if I bring Karen in the picture, he always gets really close to Karen. And I'm like the one who really cares. It's just so upset. Right. Same thing happens to me with just about, I met Ric Flair. It was supposed to be me and Ric Flair in the picture. And he pulled her in and then I'm over here out of the picture. And he's like, four.
That's awesome.
Like, but Ace is the man. I remember the first time I really, really paid attention. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, it was when I was a kid in the 70s, Gene Simmons, you know?
Oh, yeah, me too.
But as I got older, I started realizing Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley. And then when I remember the first time I ever got to, like, really sit down and take in a bootleg. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing when you're seeing them when you're a kid and it's just overwhelming, you know?
Right.
But then when you're a kid.
We didn't have all those bootlegs as a kid. Right, yeah. We didn't have anything.
You're a little older and you get to turn on the bootleg and watch the bootleg and you realize, man, Ace is pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah, pretty badass.
Solos are so great. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about his playing. So one of the things that I went on here to look for, I wanted to just have a list at the tip of my fingers here, because it's not all the songs, but when you think about some of the ones that he either wrote by himself or wrote with Paul, you know, Cold Gin, Parasite, Coming Home, Strange Ways, Getaway, Rock Bottom, Shock Me, Rocket Ride, Hard Time, Save Your Love, Talk to Me, Two Sides of the Coin, Torpedo Girl, Dark Light, Into the Void. Let me tell you, if I went and saw him and he did that set list,
you'd be happy.
That would be so awesome.
And then some from his solo album. He could do the whole solo album.
That, yeah, he's done that one time and I got to go and see. That was really amazing. But, I mean, seriously, think about, I mean, besides his solos, you know, his solos, I always notice, I had somebody say this to me probably 15 years ago. I always knew I did it, but I never realized how many people do it. And that is, when you're hearing it, you could sing every one of his solos.
Oh, I do too. I do. I said, if I could play lead, I could play those just from memory.
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily, they're just not real hard. They're just, to me, very tasteful,
memorable.
Yeah, they're very memorable. So, like, when I think of a band like Yngwie Malmsteen, I love Yngwie Malmsteen, right? I think I love his band. I used to listen to it a lot as a kid, but I can't sing you one of his solos. It's too busy.
It's too many notes. Look at how many notes I play.
You know, It's busy.
I mean, he's amazing, but to me, I'd rather see someone like Ace with a tasty, you know, solo. And
I would much rather hear somebody bending a note than playing 50 notes.
Yep.
You know, hammer-ons, pull-offs, all that kind of stuff, slides. He throws that all into his playing, and he might not be the most technical player, but the style, coupled with his playing, you get Ace Frehley, and it's badass.
Yes.
It's badass. I wanted to also, do you have a favorite solo? Or even in a song, like, easy to say, I believe it's Making Love, where he really tears it up on Alive 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, do you have a solo that you're like, every time he plays it, you love it?
Gosh, you have to give me a chance to think about that one. There's too many.
On Alive, he really, he tears up a lot of them on Alive. I mean, that's one of the coolest things about Ace, is, especially on that record, is you really get a taste of his playing.
I keep thinking about Love Gun for some reason. I mean, it's just so.
Yeah. Now, look. If you go back and you listen to that solo, and where he goes, now I remember there was like a Guitar Player magazine or something, and it trashed his solo for Love Gun. And it basically said something like,
it said, that comment's funny.
Yeah, it says Yngwie Malmsteen is like a wide receiver with incredible speed, but he can't catch the football.
I know. I went and saw Yngwie just to say I saw him, and it just bored the shit out of me, because at first I was like, holy crap, you know, but then I was, by the few songs, I was bored. This is sorry.
No, it's okay. One of the, okay, so they basically talked about his solo And how they were like, oh, you just, you know, that lick, it's like a specific scale that he's playing right there. I'm not going to go into it because it'll bore you non-musicians. But if you listen to that scale, but then you go to Good Times, Bad Times, Zeppelin, he basically plays not in the same key, I don't think, but he plays the same licks, the same lick, but backwards.
Oh,
at least it's close to that. How about that?
Cool.
And you know, nobody would ever say, oh, Jimmy Page. It's because it's Ace Frehley that, you know, he
with
gets
his style thrown in there.
Yeah, with his style thrown in there. What about how many times have you seen Ace besides with Kiss? Like Kiss, you've seen him this many times. Solo, you've seen him this. I mean, it's got to be. I don't know how many times.
Idea, because I mean, I saw Ace Frehley and Comets back in the day up in New York, and
probably 15 times for me with Kiss.
I mean, with Kiss.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen them so many times.
No, I mean with Kiss and. Kiss and by himself, I mean. Not all. Like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Anytime he's here, I'll go see him.
Yeah. I usually run into you there.
Yes. And I saw him, like I said, up in New York when I was there. And I never saw him.
So let's talk about influence. So if you guys are tuning in late, we're bragging on Ace Frehley for his birthday. inspiration. I went on here and found all kinds of quotes from musicians about Ace Frehley. Some of them are, okay. So Dimebag Darrell, of course.
Oh gosh. Didn't he have a tattoo of him and everything?
Yeah. He had a tattoo. This quote is so super long, but inspiration is really what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Dimebag Darrell, inspired by Ace Frehley. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam, I think even mentions Kiss. And I think he mentions Ace when they were getting put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And I believe Mike McCready played on one of Ace's albums recently. Dave Snake, Sabo from Skid Row. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, Ace was his ultimate guitar hero.
And Sebastian loves Kiss, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. John Five from Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, and now
Motley Crue, apparently.
It said John. This is in an interview. John Five explicitly mentioned Ace Frehley as the first reason he played guitar, and it's like I remember him saying something in the effect of if he knew he was going to inspire,
he would have played better. I remember that. Yes. If I knew it was gonna.
And forgive me if I say any of these names wrong. Chris Caffrey from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Let's see. CC DeVille said that. I really felt liberated by Kurt Cobain, just as I may have liberated players who weren't going to be the next Joe Satriani, and just like Ace Frehley liberated me when I started playing guitar. That's pretty cool. Tommy Thayer, of course. If I read that one, there'll be 100 million negative comments. Marty Friedman.
Oh, it's okay.
Marty Friedman said, "What was your first rock concert? Kiss, 1976." And you know that was Ty Tabor from King. X, inspired by or influenced by Ace Frehley. He says, because it used to be the melody and style when it was Ace. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Bumblefoot, Ty, I think, or Tal from Guns N' Roses. I think he played something with Ace and Ace, Scott Eden, Frank Billow, and Peter. Chris, I think they did a jam. Let's see. I'm looking. Paul Gilbert from Racer X. which is a huge one. He said there's something that I call the Ace Frehley scale, which uses chromatics. This one's all A minor. Is it using Ace Frehley, talking about Ace Frehley and how important Ace, he really helped. He didn't necessarily change guitar. He just got all these people that to be interested in doing it.
Inspired Jason, them. Yeah.
And Hook. Yeah. Jason Hook from Five Finger Death Punch. Can you think of anybody I'm missing?
No, yes, it's quite a list.
Rivers Cuomo.
I don't even know who that is.
From Weezer.
Oh, Weezer.
From it wow. says in 1977. Kind of they have a song. I think it's called The Basement. And he's talking about having his Peter Criss and Ace Frehley posters on the wall in the song. In 1977, excuse me, a young girl whom Rivers was friends with played Rivers the Kiss record Rock and Roll Over. Rivers would later say that this directed the course of his life.
Wow. That's serious. That's serious.
It says, in June 13, 1984, Rivers received his first guitar, a Stratocaster copy. Rivers learned the Ace Frehley solos and would attempt to play them for his mother. He said, I'd play her Shock Me solo from Alive 2 because I thought that was the greatest. She told me that it sounded like a dying cat.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mom.
That's so awesome. Slash, of course, from Guns N' Roses. This is the story that I was talking about. It's in here about how Steven Adler was talking about Ace Frehley. Who else do we got? Kim Thayil from Soundgarden. Man, if I say anybody's name wrong, I'm sorry. So the guitar player from Soundgarden, Ace Frehley fan. Let's see. Jerry Cantrell. Let's see. Dave Mustaine.
Really?
Ace Frehley was a huge influence on me as a guitar player. The first couple of times I got together with a couple to play music together, there were several Kiss songs we would play. Megadeth actually covered a version of Strange Ways.
I remember hearing that.
Allison Robertson from the Donnas. That's the last one on this list, but man, you know,
cool. Yep. I mean, you can't deny back in the '70s that all that chemistry, man.
Absolutely. So Ace keeps putting out records. I'm happy about that. In case you guys don't know, Joey, who's on our show, has been cutting tracks with Ace for his record.
Can't wait.
I wish I could say I've heard some.
He won't let us hear it.
But you can take from that what you will. I'm excited to hear this new record. I think that if, truthfully, I know Joey's on it, but when he tells me, he would tell me, same Ace. It sounds like the last record. He wouldn't have a problem saying that if that was true. He has not said that.
He's been saying this one's crazy good.
This one's crazy good. And that's exciting. And
he kind of said it more like the 78 solo, like that kind of vibe.
Yes. Right. Yeah. He said it's not as good. He said, nothing's ever going to match that, I think he said. Yeah. But, you know, that's one of the things about Ace, man. He's just, I think that he's going to continue to surprise us. Mm-hmm. I know that he's on tour right now. I know that he's playing all over the place. I think that that's awesome. I hope that he continues to do so. I hope he comes to Atlanta soon. I haven't seen him since the last time you saw him.
Yeah.
And that was at the Variety Playhouse.
Well, at the Creatures Fest.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Creatures Fest. Okay, fun. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Interesting. What a weekend. Yeah,
that was a heck
of
a weekend.
I'm so glad I went to that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Now, we've talked about Ace for a whole bunch. You know, there's only two of us on tonight, and and talking about one subject's going to be kind of hard for an hour. I'm not sure we're going to make it a whole hour today. I don't want to like kill a dead horse or whatever they say, shoot a dead horse or anyway.
Shoot a dead horse.
So I want to ask you guys, when the new Ace Frehley record comes out, if there's too much talk, do you think that, okay, so I got to word this right. Every time a record comes out, yes, thanks, Chuck. Don't want to beat a dead horse. What the hell is wrong
with
me?
Would you say shoot?
Shoot, kick. Anyway, all right, listen, before I ask this question, let's go ahead and talk about this. This is the not new, but new version of Rockology, the Eric Carr solo album cover. It comes with all kinds of, it comes with some goodies inside. And this one is sealed, and we're going to give it away. Podcast Rock City is going to give it away. If you already have one, don't enter the contest. Let's let somebody who doesn't, like, I already got a message from two people that said, hey, I scored one, take me off the list.
Aww,
and that's
honest.
Awesome. Jeff Trott told me, and then one other person. And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't got it, go send me an email, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Just put in the little subject, Eric Carr record, and then put your name in there and put your address too. That'll help. And next weekend, I'm going to have all the names in a hat. I'm going to draw a name, and whoever wins, wins. Now, before we get going on this, because this is important, I want you guys to understand that we have a lot of friends that we know personally, and you guys who are our friends, even if we don't know you. If I pull a name of somebody that you've heard us talk about on the show, the fix isn't in. I just want to make sure that I get that out
not
now
six.
Because I don't want anybody to, because here's the truth. I don't care who wins. I want somebody to get the record. If somebody I know personally gets the record, terrific. If somebody I don't know gets the record, terrific. I don't care. I think that it's just an opportunity for us to have a fun little thing and somebody can win the record. I'm only saying this because, you know, I gave away something a couple years ago, and when I pulled the name, it actually was somebody that was close to me. And when they didn't even want it in the end. I wound up giving it. I emailed somebody else on the list and I said, I pulled the name after the show and you got it and I'm sending it to you.
Did you get accused of fixing the rigging it?
No, I just was afraid that it was going to happen. And I don't
want
that.
I don't think
that,
anyone
you know?
Thinks you're going to rig anything, Joe.
No, it's stupid.
What's the point? You just give it to them then.
Okay. So now let's go ahead and do this. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to go ahead and just ask Lee. And you guys that are watching, don't forget, give your 2 cents. Whenever a Kiss or Ace Frehley or somebody puts out a record, and of course it's been a long time for Kiss, they always say it's a throwback to this. It's going to, it's like that.
It's
going to
sound like that.
Do you think that that's a mistake? You guys let me know. Yes or no. Is that a mistake? What do you think, Lee?
I don't know. I guess because they're saying Ace's new album's going to sound like his solo album.
I think that I've heard that it's as good as it's like the best stuff in years is basically.
See, that
what
stuff
I'm...
doesn't even faze me. I just buy it and listen to it and make my own decisions because, you know, nothing's going to sound like Destroyer or the solo albums to me. Nothing's ever, you know, so it doesn't matter to me. You?
Chuck McFarlane, I'm still mad that I couldn't remember Beat a Dead Horse. I'm so glad he told me. I feel like an idiot. I think that I get my hopes up, unfortunately.
Do you?
I don't, because
I've been disappointed too much in that. So
I get excited. I know that I go, I remember
sound
Revenge.
Just like Destroyer.
Revenge is, you know, it's like Destroyer. And then when I listened to it, I enjoyed it, but it
wasn't
Destroyer.
Like Destroyer. Who said
nothing
it was like Destroyer?
I think the magazine said it way
really?
Back then.
Really? I don't remember that. Yeah. I love Revenge, but it ain't Destroyer. That's for sure.
It's not like Destroyer. I think that it was heavy.
That's my favorite non-makeup album.
Is it really?
Yep. Because it's heavier. I like that.
It is definitely
and
heavier.
And their look. I like the look. Gene looked really cool. His 80s look was not the best.
No, that was his.
So his revenge look was very good.
Absolutely. All right. So you guys out there, thank you. Guys. Listen, I know this has been a short show. It's only Lee and I.
We don't have Joey and Sonny going.
Fighting at with each other. I hope you guys had a good time today. Let me know. Yeah, you know, if you want to be in on the drawing for the Eric Carr record, make sure that you send. I'm going to give it again. Podcast RockCity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. And just say, hey Joe, I want a shot at the record.
Oh, and, I was just thinking about something.
Go ahead.
You didn't go to that Ace Frehley birthday bash, did you?
No, did you?
I did.
Where was that?
It was up in New Jersey, I think.
Uh-huh.
That was quite something.
So tell me about it a little bit.
I remember he.
What
came
year in, was this?
Oh man, I don't even know what year was this. Anybody remember? Anybody else go to that? I don't even know what year anything was. I don't know what my problem is with that, but I just can't keep it straight. But I remember waiting in line to get stuff signed by him, and he decided he wasn't going to take pictures with anyone anymore. He was just going to sign stuff, and then he decided he wasn't even going to do that. It was this whole thing. It was so weird. And then the lunch, they said they were giving us this big lunch, and it was like a hot dog and potato chips, so that was a big thing.
Really?
And then Gene showed up with a birthday cake, and I remember Gene coming out the back through the door with this cake. No one knew he was going to do this. And I remember like doing like hurdles over all the chairs, trying to get up there to see Gene. We didn't know Gene Simmons was going to show up.
Does he do this a lot? It says Bradley.
Was it 2002?
He says he went in 2002.
That might've been it. I just can't remember year.
He doesn't do this every year, I guess.
No, it's a special birthday bash up in I think it was New Jersey. That went will know all about it. I still have some balloons from it too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And a t-shirt. It's here somewhere. I was gonna wear it tonight and I couldn't find it. It's here somewhere. But
how many t-shirts you have?
Oh my god, too many. Way too many.
All right. Are you gonna get that new one at Walmart? Never mind.
No, I am not.
All right, you guys. Listen, thank you guys.
No, you need
to
get it and wear it next week.
I'm ordering one this week that's gonna come in that I'm gonna wear next week.
With the 77.
You guys will see it. It'll be a surprise. Anyway, Lee, you have anything to add?
No, that was fun.
Thank you guys very much for being here. I totally appreciate it. Remember to hit subscribe. Next week we'll have Sonny back, hopefully, unless he's exhausted. And I believe he comes back tomorrow really? Or Tuesday. Yeah. I think
what, 3 days or something?
Maybe Friday was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe Wednesday. But anyway, they'll be back next week. Hopefully Joey will be back next week. And you know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcast. Most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.